On a day in 1941, the Baltimore Wholesale Fish Market, then at Lombard Street and Marketplace, was, as always, hectic, noisy, odoriferous, and wet, and crowded with contentious buyers haggling for their restaurants and food stores. They were here to buy fish, sturgeon, rockfish, perch, shad, and crabs for steaming, and along with the crabs, a go-with, ho-hum, nameless seasoning, a mix of spices that gave steamed crabs a pungent flavor. Directly across from the wholesale market at 26 Marketplace was a business of a small manufacturer of spices called Baltimore Spice Company, founded and operated by a refugee from Nazi barbarism, Gustav Brunn. His son, Ralph Brunn, describes what came about in 1941 in the market. Quote, "My father, the ever-innovating seasoning developer, saw an opportunity to offer the buyers a more interesting, more flavorful seasoning for use in steaming their crabs than the lackluster one they were using. He created a blend that would surpass all of those familiar but undistinguished blends. He started with the basic ingredients that most of the seasoning makers produced, but to ensure that his blend would remain different and distinct and could not be imitated, he added about 10 more spices to the mix. Those 10 spices somehow created a bouquet which made it outstanding and difficult to imitate. The buyers took to it immediately," end quote. 2 years after Mr. Brunn perfected his own seasoning, he gave it a name, Old Bay. In no time, Old Bay appeared on grocer shelves, first in Baltimore and then across the country. But few of the millions who enjoy Old Bay today know that it was created by Gustav Brunn, a refugee from Germany, in his modest factory on Lombard Street, and that it found its market first among the fish buyers in the old wholesale fish market in 1941 in Baltimore.